Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Morning, guys. Happy hump day. We got some storms moving through the area, scattered storms off and on, fading in the late afternoon, early evening, high 78 right now, 68 at Cincinnati's Q102. Exercising comes with a lot of benefits, like feeling better and living longer. But a new poll has found that most Americans say, screw that, I want stuff. Two-thirds say they'd even be more motivated to get healthy if it came with a material reward of some kind.
A participation trophy, maybe?
I mean, feeling better and living longer is fine, but I want something concrete, something tangible.
I'm going to get paid.
Two-thirds of us already reward ourselves in various ways for working out or hitting a fitness goal. Like if you go to the gym, hey, I went to the gym so I can have pizza this weekend.
Yeah. When I took my mother to physical therapy after she was sick, her reward, we had to go to UDF and get a sundae.
There you go.
Because she just worked out.
Sure.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I worked hard today, you know? Yeah. What's the whole point of working out if
right.
I can't go and enjoy
if I don't
a little...
get some ice cream.
Right.
Dude, but that starts really young. I mean, even after, like, when we take our kid to the doctor afterwards, mm-hmm. we're like, you can get a toy.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do good at the dentist, mm-hmm. we'll go to Wendy's.
Yep.
The reward mentality. Let's see. Most say that they would even be more likely to get healthy if they got something for it.
Here's what you'll get. You won't get to have heart surgery.
Right. You're going to save a lot of money on medications.
Or you'll get smaller clothes.
Yeah. For a lot of people, that's not enough, evidently. Yeah. They want something in hand.
And isn't
it doesn't have to be food, even. Yeah. Over half would love to earn gift cards or discounts to their favorite stores.
Gift cards, goofy. For food.
God. 41% want cash. 17% want free concert tickets.
I mean, are these are probably people who have never been really sick and had a moment where they're like, God, I really wish I would have taken better care of myself so I wasn't in this situation right now.
Probably. 16% say they would even be more motivated to work out if they got a medal or a trophy for it.
A medal or a trophy.
Yep.
Rolling my eyes. Huh?
I was just describing my eye roll to our listeners.
Would it incentivize you to work out if you received $5 at the end of your workout class?
Not going to do it.
No.
I mean, I'm paying monthly or whatever to go there, but at the end of each class, you get $5.
No.
What if you got a 20?
Don't we have some kind of incentive program with our company where if you work out on a regular basis, you get some kind of discount to something?
I don't know. You're talking to the wrong person.
I rest my case. No, I don't know. I don't. I mean, it's never been it for me. It's either, look, you know, I'm tired of feeling sluggish, or I'm tired of having no energy. I'm tired of not feeling good. And so this is why I do it.
I want to be able to chase after my kid. Like
right.
when she starts running away, I want to be like, oh, crap, I can catch you.
I want to maintain my flexibility. I want to be able to put my socks on without having to sit down, that kind of stuff. But, you know, things that people feel like they deserve a reward for include, well, I lost weight. I want a reward. I bought healthier groceries. I deserve a reward.
The reward is the health.
They want more than that. They want something material.
I know, it's nuts.
I went to the doctor, therefore I deserve a reward.
Yeah, that's why America's fat, because they're not getting those rewards.
I learned a new exercise routine. I want a reward.
We're fat for a lot of reasons.
Same mentality. Yeah. That mentality is why we're not losing weight.
I get a little something here. I worked out today. Go ahead. A little impulse buy in the candy aisle.
A cookie.
Cookie. Buddy of mine took his family down to Disney World in freaking August.
Oh, God. Why in August?
Evidently, it's the only time he gets off during the year.
Oh,
it's
man.
In August.
It's hot.
Couldn't get any more miserable.
Two full weeks. like besides Christmas, but they don't want to go down there during Christmas. And it is crazy. We've been down there around New Year's, and it's nuts. Yeah. We thought, oh, you know, it's the holidays. Who's gonna be going to Disney World?
Everybody. Yeah, that's everybody. Who. Yeah.
Well, I heard that's their busiest time of year is from Thanksgiving till New Year's, Jeff, because yep. everyone wants to see it decorated for Christmas.
And the weather is perfect.
And evidently, it's just, like, breathtakingly beautiful.
Yeah.
How far would you go to skip all the lines at a theme park?
Mm.
Would you work out?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Would you exercise?
Dude, we've done those promotions, Tim and I, with Kings Island, where you get to take a listener to the front of the line on all of their awesome. Favorite rides. Yep. And it is pretty amazing.
I mean, you can get through the whole park in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And then you're like, what are we supposed to do? I guess we just go eat or ride again. Yeah.
Once you do it, there's really
no other way to do it.
There's no going back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like flying first class, man.
Yeah.
Once you get the fast pass. Yeah. That'll be the reward for working out is you know, when you go to Disney World, you'll be able to skip all the lines.
And anyone that has ever stood in a line at Disney World knows what absolute hell it is. Because it is. Even for the ones that are fast, just the people that you're surrounded by, sometimes it's not pleasant.
When Jen and I lived in the Tampa Bay area, we would often go to Orlando for various reasons, you know, promotions or whatever. And sometimes, I was married to someone who was from Orlando and had family in Orlando. So we spent a lot of time there. My niece and nephew, we went to Disney all because they had the Florida resident passes there.
Oh, yeah.
So we spent a lot of time there. And I will say, for spending probably more time at Disney than the average adult, I will say that, yes, the lines are long and they can suck, but they do move, do they not?
They move.
They move at a pretty good clip.
There's just so many people that even when you're moving, you're still standing for an hour.
Yeah. I really want to go on that Peter Pan ride. I'm going to wait the hour and a half. Yeah. And then you're like, that thing was 26 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
There is that weighing, is it worth it? You know, yes. Each ride, it's like, okay, how bad?
You learn the park, you pick and choose your rides based on, all right, that's worth that line, that one not so much.
But sometimes the kids can't do it. Like, it's not normal for a child to wait in a line for an hour and 20 minutes, and you expect that to be an overwhelmingly amazing experience.
Well, that's the other thing that I would advise parents, too. Sometimes, you know, they bring kids that are under the age of 6, and I think that's a mistake.
Me, too.
You want to make sure this kid's going to remember it.
Yeah. And have, you know, the maturity, for lack of a better word, to handle those lines, even if it is a little bit
long. Well, the patience
to hang in there.
I would advise to leave your kids at home and go as an adult.
Yep, and when you turn 18, you can go too.
That's right.
Buy a box of boxed wine from Walmart or whatever's around there, Publix, whatever's in Florida, and then put it in the hotel cooler and just have that ready to go because the wine at Epcot's very expensive.
Yeah, it is. Everything is very expensive.
This guy's son is 5, and he's just crazy. He's so rambunctious, and he can't sit still. And it was the worst. And I'm like, well, your first mistake was he's 5, so you went too early, and you went in August. No wonder the kid was.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But there was a story that just came out about a 30-year-old man in Florida who went to Disney World this summer and managed to skip every line by posing as a Disney tour guide. For several days in early June, employees noticed that there were a bunch of unapproved overrides on an app that their VIP tour guides use, meaning people were cutting in line even though they hadn't paid for a tour.
Okay.
So a fraud investigator kept his eyes peeled. And on June 4th, he saw a man he didn't know leading a tour and bypassing a line in their Hollywood Studios park. It's not clear if he was leading friends or if he just picked up random guests on the tour or even how many people were with him, but Disney shut it down immediately, and the guy started walking to the parking lot. Don't run, just try to act casual. They followed him to his car, and he eventually admitted that he had an official Disney World iPad that only guides are supposed to have access to.
Oh, wow.
So that's
how he was doing it. I don't know where he works, but he said his boss lent it to him, and he gave them a name. It turned out they did know who he was talking about because the person had evidently done it before, but that's all we know.
Wow.
So they kicked him off the property, decided not to press charges, but crazy 30-year-old dude.
Pretty
clever. They should have given him a free life pass because clearly he is a big fan of the property.
Big fan.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to that length to get into that place and go to the front, you love it.
Funny.
So we're going to reward your bad behavior.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's 2021. We do that all the time.
Is it Paula Jones, the one who's involved in the Bill Clinton?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she had no involvement whatsoever in that.
In the Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, because her whole thing was she was talking to Deborah Norville on, I guess it was Inside Edition or something.
And
she said, you know, she was asking her what she thought of that. And she said, well, they obviously don't want the truth because no one came to me. Nobody asked me about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I haven't seen, the second episode aired last night. I have not seen that one yet, but I did see the first one. And Paula Jones, she's somewhat prominent in this first episode because it's all kind of starting, you know, we get the history of Linda Tripp, how she ended up getting kind of kicked out of the White House and sent to work at the Pentagon and just kind of who she was as a person. And then the Paula Jones thing is coming out. You know, it starts with the scene with her and her husband, and her husband's all upset because there was an article in the paper about this woman supposedly had this thing with Bill Clinton. And then she decides to come forward, and it was...
So she had an affair with Bill Clinton too, Paula Jones?
No, it wasn't necessarily. No, she accused him of inappropriate behavior. He invited her. She was at a conference and this is according to how it goes down in the Monica Lewinsky show. And that's not even what it's called. What's it called? Impeachment something, name of the series. But how it is explained in the show is she was at some sort of convention or conference, and someone in Bill Clinton's entourage came up and said that the governor would like to see you. This is when he was the governor of Arkansas. So he would like to see you in his room. Paula Jones goes up to his room, and according to her, he made a pass at her, and he pulled his willy out.
Oh, there you go.
And yes, and all she wanted was an apology, because she thought it was very inappropriate behavior for a governor, a man, any man,
elected
a married man,
yeah.
For any man to do that to any woman anywhere. And probably the funniest part of, well, there's multiple funny parts about the Paula Jones, just because she is such the actress. The whole show, what I really noticed, and this is always a stretch for me when it's a series or a show about something that actually happened,
and they're
getting actors to play actual people. And for instance, they've taken like the most recognizable physical qualities of all of these characters, and they seem a bit exaggerated
like
for
a caricature.
Me. It is a little bit sometimes, and so it's always a stretch for me to suspend that and just kind of to not notice it so much, because they had Paula Jones she had like the spiral perm, and her hair was really, really big. So her hair, the actress's hair, is really, really big.
Really big.
Really, really big.
And then she had a prominent nose.
Very prominent nose, and it looks like that they have put some sort of prosthetic on the actress's face.
I just pulled up the picture.
To make
so
the nose.
Really exaggerated these real-life people, these real-life characters.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's a little distracting. So they definitely have, you know, this character is playing Paula Jones, who's playing someone who's kind of ditzy, you know, doesn't know. I don't know if I could say that word on the radio. Well, if they say it on TV, I can probably say it on the radio, because she has this press conference to say that Bill Clinton was behaving inappropriately, and all these reporters are asking, well, what did he do? Did he do this? Well, I'm not going to say. Well, I'm not going to tell that. And she just refused to say anything. And one of the reporters asked, did he ask you to perform fellatio on him? And she turns to her lawyer on the microphone and says, what is fellatio?
Oh, geez.
And then she...
I don't remember.
Do you remember any of this?
No.
I don't remember how any of this went down. It's been so long.
In the world.
I do remember that. I do remember her turning off to the side and said, what is fellatio?
Yeah, what is it?
I mean, I guess we were like in junior high. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We were teenagers
at
the time. And then she offers to draw a picture of his.
Ew.
Because it had some very distinct features.
Ew.
Well, the point she was making in this... The point she was making in this interview with Deborah Norville is she, the way she was treated in the media, because she felt like Monica Lewinsky was this sympathetic character, and she, Paula Jones, was vilified, and she said no.
Yeah.
She rebuffed his advances. She turned him down. You know, you could argue she's one of the pioneers in the Me Too movement.
Sure.
She's like, I did the self-respectful thing to do
right.
by saying no.
Right.
And, you know, they're lashing out at me and they're, you know, making fun of my big nose and just saying these horrible things about me.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, not she's got no grudge against Monica Lewinsky, but she says, you make her a sympathetic character. And I'm the devil.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sorry, what did I do again?
Right, yeah. They're definitely, I mean, and they had that, you know, they had the reporters saying, well, why did you go to his room? What'd you go to his hotel room for? What did you expect?
If she doesn't know what fellatio is, it's possible she just didn't consider for a moment that this could be...
And that was her, she goes, well, I thought it was an honor. He's the governor and he wanted to talk to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was some sort of honor.
I really do believe she was that naive.
I do, too. I do, too.
Wow. This is interesting. I maybe should watch this show.
It is interesting because, you know, she's not the only individual that is kind of a caricature of the real person.
Hmm.
So I hope it's not too distracting if there is a lot of truth in this story, you know, that if there's stuff that's coming out that hasn't been told before.
But this is all from Monica Lewinsky's viewpoint, right?
She is the executive producer.
Yeah.
What station is this on? What network?
It's on FX.
FX.
Yeah. It's called Impeachment American Crime Story.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll have to watch the second episode.
Yes, you will.
Which I circle back to my original point was Paula Jones was saying it would have been nice if they asked for some of my input. But.
And there's definitely, you know, and Linda Tripp is no longer with us, so there's no Linda Tripp input on this either, and she's not being portrayed as a very nice human being at all so far.
I guess you can't get everybody's viewpoint. Everybody's necessarily going to be willing to come on board, or they can't be on board. But those who are still around and willing to talk, you'd think, you know, they'd say, hey, you know, this is what we're thinking of doing.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.